Deuteronomy chapter 8, verses 17 and 18. And I really like these bulletins. Very nice. Deacon Harris stepped in. And in his efforts at the time of need. And thou say in thine heart, my power and the might of my hand hath gotten me this wealth. But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant which he sware unto thy fathers, as it is this day. I want to tell you that I sort of hurried to get back to see you. Amen. Because I missed you. Let me read that 18th verse again. But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant which he sware unto thy fathers, as it is this day. I want to speak on a subject which is appropriately put on the front of the bulletin. Remember the blessings of God. Remember the blessings of God. You know you are blessed when you remember the blessings of God. Everyone who remembers God's blessings and are thankful, God will bless them with more. Something happens to encourage us when we take time to remember God and count our blessings. When we count our blessings, we have to be amazed about how God works and how God works things out. One of the amazing blessings is when we remember the many times God has looked beyond our faults just to take care of our needs. As Christians, no matter what kind of day we are having, we should take time to remember that God is good all the time. If we want to enjoy and truly be thankful for God's blessings, then we need to do at least three things. First, we need to remember our God. Too many people forget him. But we need to remember our God. The second thing we need to do is that we need to remember it is God that gives us power to get wealth. The third thing is that we must remember, we need to remember that our God keeps his word. Those three things we need to remember in this passage or this pericope of Scripture. When you become successful, Deuteronomy 8:17 says, and we'll read both 8:17 and 8:18 from the contemporary English version. When you become successful, don't say, I'm rich and I've earned it all myself. Instead, remember that the Lord your God gives you the strength to make a living. That's how he keeps the promise he made to your ancestors. If we want to enjoy and truly be thankful for God's blessings, then the first thing we need to do is remember our God. Oh, give God a chance. The only way to give God a chance is to trust him. Is there anybody here who has stepped out on faith and trusted the Lord? Is there anybody here goodness. If it wasn't for God being good, we would not be blessed. But always remember His word. God will always remember us, and we need to always remember Him. I want to remember Him in the morning. I want to remember Him in the noonday. I want to remember Him when the sun goes down. I want to remember Him when I wake in the morning and I can say, thank you, Lord, for keeping me in the night. I want to remember Him in the noontime. For Lord, you kept me through the morning hour. I want to remember Him in the evening. In the busy rush hour, I want to remember Him when the sun goes down, because you kept me, Lord. Hallelujah. Has the Lord kept you? Do I have a witness? Some of you have been in a hospital. Some of you have been here and there where you didn't know if you were going to get out dead or alive, but God kept you. Hallelujah. Some of you have been in car accidents, but God kept you. Some of you have been in elevator accidents, but God kept you. Some of you have been in accidents here or there, but God kept you. Things might have been total, but you were not total. God gave you mercy and He gave you grace. I will remember the Lord when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that He's done for me. My very soul will cry out, hallelujah. I thank God for saving me. Do I have a witness that save you? Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Hallelujah. Somebody ought to stand up and say thank you. If you're in a wilderness right now, you believe that God is able, stand to your feet if you can, or raise your hands, because it didn't have to be that way. God could have left you there. Well, hallelujah. Sister Johnson, I'm glad see you in church. You were in a land where nobody knew you, but the angels were all around you. And even though you took the fall, God saved you anyhow. There was nobody there to rob you, nobody there to take advantage of you, because God made it so. God turned would-be thieves into holy people where they helped you. Well, thanks be to God that anything that happens, God will say, I've got your back. Goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days.